Good morning, all you bedroom warriors out there. So first thing, get this out of the way. I understand unless you're listening on anchor.fm or listening on the Anchor app, you can't actually call in or comment on the podcast here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take you over to my Twitter, which is Spencer, S-P-E-N-C-E-R, Pew, P-U-G-H, underscore. Follow me over there, and any comments or opinions you might have, feel free to shoot them to me over there on Twitter. Tweet them at me, and I will do my very best at getting back to you. I will respond to every comment that you all post. So now that that's in order, feel free to comment after you listen to this podcast. If you're on Apple Podcast or you're on Android, the Google Play Store, wherever you're listening to this, even if you're on YouTube listening, feel free to go to my Twitter page and tweet at me all your comments, suggestions, opinions, things like that. So this week on the podcast, we are talking about the subject of just starting or just beginning. So more of a motivational podcast this morning. So without further ado, let's dive right in. Now, look, there are plenty of excuses, and I can sympathize. Whether it's in my blood or it's just the person I've grown up being, I can be a pretty lazy individual at times. So excuses come, you know, easily to me. I've really been working on that recently. At my first job as marketing manager of an executive search firm, I freaked out. How in the world was I supposed to market a company as a one-man team? With all the vehicles and platforms out there on the market, how was I supposed to be able to put in the work to be on all of them and keep up engagement as a single individual? I ultimately left that job because I realized I hated that industry and I was no expert on the subject matter, nor did I want to be, but I'll save that story for another day. I'm sure many of you all can relate. If you're the marketing manager of a company and have no team, or even if you're just deciding to take on the digital marketing tasks of your company or the company you work for, it can be a daunting task. You have to be engaging. You have to respond to comments. You have to be consistent with your content. You have to stick to the grind. You have to be insightful, entertaining, knowledgeable, and helpful. You have to fully understand your target audience so that you can create the perfect content for them, etc., etc., etc. So where do you even start? Let me help you there. Just start. Just begin. I see it too often, and I saw it in myself, honestly. People worry too much about getting it perfect or making sure the strategy is fail-safe or that they can meet some sort of standard for their industry that they don't even begin. Insert the famous Wayne Gretzky quote here, or I guess the even better quote from Michael Scott here. Look, the internet is an amazing place. We have more opportunity now than we ever have before. No matter your background, how old you are, any sort of chip you have on your shoulder or shadow you're living under, you have a voice. And there are people out there who need help. They need your product or service. They need your expertise. So give it to them. Pick the best platform for your audience and hit it hard. Social media is free. You can literally post every second of every day if you so desire at no cost to you. Now, I would not suggest that much content. It comes across as spammy and is a sure way to burn out fast. So just a disclaimer there. But take chances. Try things. Get in front of your audience. Just keep this one thing in mind when you start to do this. Social media marketing isn't about you. Neither is any good marketing, in my opinion. But to ensure your content is getting the traction and engagement that you really want for your brand or business, make sure your first goal is to give, to care. People use the internet or social media to learn things, to look up answers to questions, to be entertained. They don't use it to see your ads or to have your product or service shoved down their throats. Yes, the ultimate goal is for you to prove an ROI and to make money, but that's not why people use Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, YouTube, you name the platform. They don't use it so you can make money, right? So keep that in mind as you work on gaining your social following and your audience. After you begin, then you can narrow your focus. You can try new things. You can try new platforms. You can stick to what works and move away from what doesn't. But just start. So in conclusion here, I've tried to keep this podcast, this article, this YouTube video pretty generic. No matter your industry or your product, service, pain points, it really is as simple as just taking the first step. Just start. Just begin. Now, I understand that there are certain situational and specific questions or pain points you might have that you would like to fix in this realm of business. If that's you and you need someone to hop on the phone with you for a few minutes and talk marketing strategy, feel free to give me a call. You can go to my website, spencer-pugh.com, and grab some time on my schedule, 30 minutes or so, and I'd be happy to help or at least give, some perspective on your question or your topic or your subject. If it's within this realm, right, and I can help you, I will. Or you can always, if you're watching on YouTube, you can comment down below. Or if you're reading this on my website, the blog post, you can comment down below. If you're on the podcast here, again, feel free to tweet me. Anybody's free to tweet me. Follow me over there on Twitter. Again, that's SpencerPugh_. Yeah, I'd love to hear your thoughts. And if you have any questions, send them my way. But I just hope you'll start making waves. We're not promised tomorrow. Thanks for listening, friends, and I will see you next week.